Jesus. Holy is your fragrance. What are you saying now?
Softly.
We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
Listen to me. Listen. There are certain things that you can only reveal to men that are intimate with you. It's not as if people don't want to communicate stuff to you, but they can't trust you. How much can God trust you? What he reveals to you, the voice you hear, the layer, is dependent on how much he can trust you. And trust begins to expand and increase when you have been brought into places in intimacy. See, God doesn't have favorites, but he has intimates. These are men that are vowed to his presence, vowed to his ways. Their days are yielded to him. You live day to day for God. His intimacy. These men know that they can trust themselves, that they are bound by covenant, that they can't turn their back tomorrow. There are certain things God can reveal to you. Why did you think that Moses was killed the way he was killed? In my own opinion, it was because Moses has been brought to a place where he can. There are certain things he has seen. When you come into that place, you cannot come and be doing another thing. Moses has seen too much. That's why he has to die. He has to die because Moses has become a physical representation of God's dimension. As far as the Israelites are concerned, that man has calcified the mode, the voice, the dimensions of God. That was why by the time we came to the New Testament, the scripture said that the entirety of the law is called Moses. And as long as Moses spoke, the veil was there. What kind of man was Moses? When the angels and power came, and the glory, the cloud descended, Moses said, "Show me your glory. I want to know you." It's for intimates. Nena, how much do you know the Lord? Let me show you where my brother stopped. First Samuel. Be playing this, don't reduce it, my friend. First Samuel chapter 3 and verse 7. Quickly. First Samuel chapter 3, verse 7. Oh, there is something hanging here. There is something hanging. There is something hanging. I tell you what I've found out. And for years now, I've not missed God for once. I've not missed him for years. I've not. There are days everywhere is dark. And I'm not trying to use myself as an example. I want to show you from the scripture that after this teaching, if you will heed the instructions, the education that came back, you will live like the mortals on the earth. The voice of God will be your living bread. Every day you wake up as if all the things in the earth is working for your favor, because you have found yourself in such a place that the voice of God has become your sustenance. And if it is true, every resource rallies up to help you to achieve the agenda, the mandate, the instruction that came from the voice. Because every creature rallies round to
to fulfill the word of God that came out. The Bible says that the word of God will never come to him void without fulfilling the purpose. So when we extract the voice from the word and stay there, what do you think God will do for you? When I found this out, God tested my heart for 5 years. He wanted to know if I will seek his voice. For 5 years, he hid the matter from me. If you are the one, after 6 months, you say, God have not said anything. God have not, and you take off. Many times, when God wants you to seek him concerning a matter so that his voice will come, the first stage of that journey is to test your heart, is to see if you are willing to come into him, because his desire is to draw you to intimacy. Many of the information you seek is not on the street. The day wisdom start crying on the street, then there is problem. What is wrong with us today? Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Why? He said, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. You see it? The knowledge comes when the voice begins to come. That is when God begins to reveal his dimensions to you. There are many things I want to tell you. As I told you people, we are looking at the purposes of the voice. And in the first stage, we said that the voice comes to instruct. There is a second purpose, and the second purpose is that the voice comes to teach. Yes, that was why the scripture is speaking in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21. I just wish this thing will be on so that I don't want to break my flow. The Bible said in verse 20 that ye have so learned Christ. And in that place, the Bible is saying that there is a certain kind of education that comes when God begins to speak to you. Are you with me? Now, the Bible now went back. If you trace that kind of education, the Bible now went back to the book of Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. The Bible was saying there that Abraham was 90 years old man. And the voice of God came to him and said, Abraham, walk ye before me and be ye perfect. I was shocked. So what has Abraham been doing since? The voice came to teach him perfection. It was there that we realized that the voice come to teach men. I said I entered this year. After 10 years of prayer ministry, the Lord called me and said, come, let me teach you prayer. I said, what have I been doing? It was then that I realized when men pray, they don't pray because they say you should pray. The way we pray here is a proof that there is a spiritual education that brings the dimension. No matter the territory, anywhere we appear, we crack it. There is an education that has entered our spirit. Anywhere we enter, we know the key. We have been taught in the spirit. God told me, come, let me teach you prayer. I said, the voice can teach men. What have you been taught? What have you heard? The Bible said, ye have not so learned Christ. See, listen to me. When you begin to get intimate with God, then he will begin to teach you. And if it is true that you have matured in God, then you have become a man that has been brought into regions where the voice of God has sounded repeatedly in your life with the intent to teach. So that when men see you appear and you begin to live a certain kind of life, it is because there is an education that came from the voice of God. God looked at the destiny of the man called Abraham and knew that the covenant and purpose of God that he intends to manifest through his life is large and bogus. Yet the man has not been brought into the regions of the education that he takes. So God has to thunder from heaven and say, Harry, come, let me teach you. Let me teach you the presence. So that tomorrow, if you carry mic and say you are doing worship, you know that you are a priest. That what a priest has is an altar, it's not a stage. A priest has what? Not a stage. So when you carry mic as a music minister, your only audience is the Father in heaven. If you can get him to come down, Akaika. if you know the secret, even if you appear in a shrine and the deity of your village is looking at you face to face, you know the technology to draw down the presence of God, because you have been taught. Because have you been taught? I think you need to pray for 30 seconds. Let your voice come to teach me. I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want to be foolish. Let your voice come. Let your voice come. For how long will you continue like this? Let me tell you, your destiny will never be fulfilled if you continue to live the way you are living. Even though you are carrying the covenant, even though God said he will use you in mighty ways, but there is an education that comes via the voice. The Bible says, and the Lord Abraham, not Noah, 17 verse 1, and the Lord told Abraham when he was 90 years old, he said, walk here before me and be perfect. Oh my God, walk here before me. What is the voice of God demanding from you? Is he telling you, walk here before me and be humble? Walk here before me and be disciplined. Walk here before me. Hiya! Sayem Pakatia Astabele Kuatadalia. Oh my God. Simai Efeteria Barasasambe Kumerete Sabile Tamandre.
Second purpose is what? So when you see men that have been taught well in the ways of God, it's a proof that they are custodians. The custodians of the voice of God. Yes. It means that their heart is a tabernacle where the oracles of God sounds. The oracles of God. How many things have the voice of God taught you? What have you learned of Christ? What do you know? As a matter of fact, when God wants to teach you something that will bring you to new frontiers, some of the things you cry for, what you need is just a voice to come. When it comes, it will bring an education. By the time you are through, it will not just bring you to the place that you seek. It will make you a custodian, so that you will become somebody that teach men the same things. You know why many people don't hear God? They don't want to be close to God enough. And God has refused to speak to non-covenant men. You don't want covenant, God can't speak to you at a certain level. So they want to live anyhow. And then when things comes to an head in your life, then you start crying, oh God, speak to me, speak to me. But there are men that have lived for God so much so that a time came, they never asked God to speak on matters. God is busy sharing it. Just like husband and wife shares it. You will come in the evening when you are back from work, you say, Honey, do you know what happened today?
Hey,
in our office, there is one woman. That woman, she bought a new hair, 80,000. Who needs that kind of information? I say, you don't know what intimacy can do to God. He will share secrets of things that will yet happen in 50 years. The time has not yet come. But are you with me? That's how men like Paeltis, that's how they prophesy. I know you called him a prophet. Me, I call him an intimate. He has aligned to the heart of God so much that when he steps his feet on this land, he will remove his shoes and begin to prophesy. He is not prophesying. His prophecy is not the prophecy God shows. He's not predictive. His prophecy is the prophecy of patriarchs. Men like Jacob, men like Abraham, Isaac. The Bible said these men, they leaned on staff. And they will say, come, let me tell you what will happen. What kind of men are these? May God show us mercy and bring us to those frontiers. Men like Isaac will come. Let me tell you what will happen about your life. They speak as patriarchs. That is why, well, what they spoke, you can't overturn it. The days that Moses overturned the one that was on the life of Reuben, the Bible said that on that day he was a king. That's the only way you can change the utterance of patriarchs. You have to sit as a king. And on that day, elders will sit with you. It was when the elders of Israel sat, then Moses became king over them. And then he spoke and he was able to change the utterance of the patriarchs. Because what you call prophecies, in their own context, the word that came from them is not just to reveal. The word that came from them is not to predict. The word that came from them is to create. Because that was the first revelation of the purpose of the prophetic word. He said, come, let me tell you what will happen in the end. So the destiny of a generation is configured, is manipulated, is configured, is redressed, channeled by the utterance of a man. He said, come, let me tell you what will happen at the end. You don't know what is happening in Nigeria. It's because certain men that rose in rank spoke over this nation. That's why the sons of bond women can never take this nation. These men entered into the heart of God and he showed them what he doesn't want to tell people. But because of how close they were, they told them that a time will come when nations will come and drink pure water from this nation. Bread like fresh from the oven will be served to the nations of the world. These are the things that God normally doesn't owe it to you to tell you. But men entered into intimacy and God showed them even the things that doesn't concern them. I said there is a place we enter into God. He will show you the things that will happen in your family in the next 50 years. And then you will call your children. Come, let me tell you what will happen over your life. I said, save your generation. Save your generation of the effort of trying to find out the attraction. Trying to hew new stones and channels. Download from heaven policy direction for their life. And come, my child, let me tell you what will happen. That is where I'm going to. That's where I want to appear. When I'm large enough in the spirit, when you appear before me as my son in the Lord, I say, come, let me tell you what will happen in the end of the days over your life. I will look at you and say, you, Satan can't have you. Because I've seen the end. I've seen where we are going. I've seen, and I'm not boasting, you know, I don't have time. Have time. There are things that are paramount in the life of a man. Then you will become a king in your generation. It's not by speaking, it's not because I'm saying it. As a matter of fact, these are the things I know and I'm doing. And I want to help you. That's why I'm saying it. If not, I don't need to tell you. All you need to be seeing is after years, you will now see the results. Because when you see certain kind of things manifest in a man's life, then it's a proof that there is wisdom behind it. Don't just assume that the person is lucky. There is no luck in this thing. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? Akabe manteria barahasate. Repete membrete kapapahambre. Saki bereto. Kambete ni barahasate. Simambe Parabaha Satempa. Listen. Do you know part of the reason why David became the kind of king he was? Do you know why? At every turn in the life of that man, he sought God's opinion. Remember what I told you? He's the voice of God. What was the definition we gave? There's a definition we gave. Now go and find it out. At every point, David never took any step without trying to find out God's opinion about the matter. And he lived such a life. His consecration is so high that he has decided beforehand that whatever is God's opinion, he will follow. I will yet show you there are places we get to. As I told you, the variables that impact on the accuracy of the voice of God. There are people have decided that God will speak something. They have decided what God will speak. So if you have decided how God will speak and what he will speak and how he will come, then he will leave. God will leave you in the wilderness. That is, if he loves you, he will leave you in the wilderness for 10 years. Then when you are willing to hear this thing, I'm telling you from experience. For 5 years, what he could have told me in 3 months took 5 years, and after 5 years he still said the same thing. Do you know why? It's not as if he can't say it then, but I have not sustained the heart posture that can receive that kind of word. And God, as he said, doesn't speak to inform you, he speaks so you obey. So when you have not sustained the kind of heart that is willing to obey even beforehand, it's not when the voice comes you decide to obey. No, you decide to obey even before the voice comes. Because if you have not made such a consecration that you are willing to follow through even before it came, God will continue waiting for you. Because he's not just interested in speaking, he looks for conformists, he looks for obedient men that will heed and run with that word. Why does he need to speak to you if you are not willing to run with it? So what we see in the body of Christ is men that are littered with their selfish motives, their agenda, and they turn into prayer point asking God to speak. See, as I'm speaking now, burdens are left in your heart. That means there are things you need to deal with. If you will master this thing, there are things you need to deal with. And the things you need to deal with to bring you to the point where you will be an expert on this matter is more important than the speaking. Because as I've told you, if it's for speaking, God is more willing to speak than you are even more willing to hear. He speaks. But there are many things that is wrong with you. Sometimes your interactive organs are weak. They have been battered by the situations of life. There are people now, if God tells the person, I will use you mightily, the person can't hear it. Do you know why? The reason why is because of what has happened to that person throughout his life. So the person cannot bear the fact that God can use somebody like him or her. So anytime God even attempts to say, he has shut down that dimension that God cannot possibly speak like this. Are you getting the point? We are entering into a dangerous season. Very soon, the grace of God that is upon our life will be strange. We are testing it small. And when that kind of grace comes, then we know that our training have started. Because all this thing we are doing is to prepare. You don't know where we are going on. The days will be dark and it will be wilderness everywhere. If you have not been educated in this, you'll be looking for God. That thing that they taught you is how to hear God. You won't see all of them. You will see all your past. Everybody will be making mistakes. None of them can hear God. I tell you, if I depend, there's something I will tell you now. You won't believe.
I say, God has shown me mercy on this matter. Yes, just believe it. There is an issue I took up, and there are certain things that we have read and they told us to do that I did. I did it, nothing happened. Until God began to show me another way.
We love your presence. We love your presence. What is your fragrance?
Leforosusa vena te sesamivia. Veneria sosa levahat. Seleveria tona havena. See the very assassin. Severahata.
See, as I'm speaking, listen. As I'm speaking, I saw 20. Are you with me? I saw 20, then I saw 21. Is it 21? Okay, I saw 20, then I saw 22. Sorry. And then I started asking God, what does it mean? He said that there is a young man here that is there is a young man here that is 20 years old, simple. And God said that between now and the next 22 months, that there is a series of training he will pass you through, and after that time he will use you mightily.
John chapter 16 verse 13, number 3.
The third purpose of the word of God is to guide. Say after me, guide. G-U-I-D-E. Guide. 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 John chapter 16 verse 13. If you are there, say amen. Guide. Christopher, are you there? It's a high service. Say high service. Say high service. Some of you, when you leave here, angels will walk into your dream.
Barehemomoto sasa breta ta ketokuma bande shate brete muna.
Do you know what else I'm seeing now? Huh? Do you know? I just saw a young lady. What is happening to that young lady now is that it seems as if, I don't know, they took like a hyssop, a cloth, it's a spiritual sin, and they were cleaning the ladies. Like the head, like this, cleaning the head. And I'm asking, what was the meaning? And the Lord said they need to do formatting on that. If the person will retain the capacity, there is need for formatting. I pray that the hand of God will touch that lady before we are through, and format all the information that will not allow new information to come. Have you ever seen where you are trying to send new information to your phone and they are saying memory full? Memory full. We need to clean the garbage. Huh? We need to clean it. Mr. Highball. John chapter 16 verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of, it seems as if I'm seeing too much now. Let me teach. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what? Let me hear you. He will what? I'm not hearing you. He will what? No, the key word there is guide. Rabbi, what does it mean to guide? Who can help me? Who is a scholar here? Huh? Follow step by step. That's one definition. Huh? To lead. To create boundaries. To order. To show the way. Who else? To reveal. Guide. Okay. Yeah. To lead by the hand. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. Whenever you hear guide in this dimension, the scripture is talking about a way of life. The scripture is talking about what? A way of life. Do you know how to live the Christian life? Harry? Ruben? I know you know how to live it. Me, I will come so you teach me. The scripture is saying here, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So this kind of speaking has a purpose. What is the purpose of this speaking? To guide into what? Truth. See, this truth is reality. It is a circumference of oppression. It is a lifestyle. It is a realm. Are you getting the point? You need to be guided. You need to be guided in it. I tell you. If a man is not guided in that life, he will make many mistakes. You have been brought to the circumference of reality. Meanwhile, are you with me? You still need to be guided. So if you are not guided, you will just be roaming around the things that should support your life, but you will not know the path to take. Your life will not mirror the realities that it should mirror in certain seasons of your life. See, let me tell you, you can be 2 and 3 and you come to frontiers of God realities, and you will notice that it was only one person that finally embodied it. What was the challenge? It has that person that embodied the reality that all of you were brought into has become a proof that he was guided into it. Because if you ask the person to live that kind of life only him, some people don't even know how they came about it. You have laid hands on people and they fell under power. Is it not true? How did it happen? How did you enter there? You see, something guided you. And as a matter of fact, are you with me? Even if you want to teach somebody tomorrow how to walk in the anointing, you can only teach him methods, paths. But when the real matter is concerned, he has to hear God for himself. Yes, he has to hear God. When the matter, we tell you fast, pray, do the. We'll be telling him, giving you materials, giving you everything. But when a man needed to be guided into the path of the anointing, that man has to be, he has to hear the voice of God himself. And in those days, It can just be simple instruction that God needs to give you. God can just tell you, take this man's messages, soak them. And as you are soaking the messages, your heart is enlarging. You can't explain why. Are you with me? You can't even explain what is happening to you. It will be like hammer. When you listen to it, it seems as if something held your heart and is dragging it open and forcing God matter. Sometimes you'll be listening to my message and you fall under power in the room. Nobody is ministering to you. You are being guided. One day you appear and take mic, and then when you speak, the heart of men will, it will seem as if, have you heard her speak? It will seem as if they use hammer, pow, and the whole place will scatter. How did you enter there? Say, I was guided. So the voice of God comes to teach you. The voice of God comes to guide you. So if you want to, sometimes if you want to know everything, you won't know it. And if it is true that you are guided, that means you have to follow every step of the way. He will begin to teach you. He will begin to tell you, take a little dose of this and a little dose of this. This spirit begin to do this, begin to do that. And suddenly over time, you notice that you have begun to walk in certain dimensions. You have become an embodiment of God's reality. Some of the things we are seeing from far is already manifest in your life. I was listening to a message today, and I just began to tell God that I'm unfaithful. He is the faithful one. I'm not good. He is the good one. Do you know why? These are the messages I listened to 2009, 2010. And when I heard what the man was saying there, I concluded that it's not possible for me to walk in those dimensions. I was laboring. I didn't think it's possible. But I just checked what he was saying today, and I saw that those things are here. And even much more, don't belittle the guidance of the Spirit. Don't belittle it. God will begin to speak to guide your path. Ask him to speak. Ask him to speak. There is a guidance that you need. Yes. You might not know everything with your head, but trust the Spirit that your feet be guided to the places, to the paths, to the regions where you will touch what it takes for you to deliver on your destiny. You might not explain it all, but you will be correct all the way. Sometimes men will ask you, why are you here? All you can explain is that your feet are guided by the voice of God. God told me to be at Nnewi. Why are you here, Rabbi? Is it not that God told you so? Because there are paths that your feet need to be guided. If it is true that you will mirror God's dimension and become a custodian of realities such that it takes for you to deliver on your mandate, then your feet need to be guided. The voice of God needs to speak consistently. Every day you wake up, you say, speak again, oh God. Speak again. I need a daily bread. The dosage of bread that it takes for me to live my days. I need it now. I need it. I need it. I am a member. Sabera Habante. In Jesus' mighty name. For want of time, Acts chapter 13, verse 1. The fourth one. Where are we now? Number what? Why number what? So number four now. Another purpose of the voice of God is to direct, to guide and to direct is not exactly the same thing. In the context of direction, there are two principal things that you need to see. In direction, one is counsel, two is judgment. Counsel, judgment. And are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Christopher, you are not with me. If you are with me, say amen. So there are two things you must see in the sphere or realm, or in seasons, places, or in a situation where God has begun to direct your path. One is that there will be judgment. This kind of judgment is not to say something. Do you know what is judgment? Judgment is to decide in a matter. What is the best opinion? What is the best thing to do in this thing now? So when it comes to direction, there are two foundations. One is judgment and counsel. So, and they are pointing towards two places. These two things in place gives you the capacity to make decisions and to make choices. Decisions and what? Choices. That is the reason why direction have to come. Why do you need direction? It is so that you will be armed with superior information, so that you can make decisions on a matter. You can make choices on a matter. And if it is true that your choice and decision have to be correct, then counsel and judgment have to be invested strong in your life. Are you with me? Where is my scripture? Acts chapter 13 verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Next verse. And as they ministered unto the Lord, there is a consistent factor. If you don't want to miss this voice of God, let me give you one, the greatest secret I've given you. Let me give it to you again. Intimacy, not consistency. Intimacy. I've said it before. Let me say it again. So if you have written it before, write it again. Say after me, intimacy. Doc, I said there are some things you can't hide from your wife. In fact, there is a way you become intimate with your wife. Intimacy is not just, are you with me? The summary of intimacy is not just in the intercourse, actually. There are many things that is involved in intimacy beyond the intercourse. There is sharing. There is communication. I think there are about seven things. So this is it. There is a way you have become so close to your wife that your wife can come in without saying anything. You can know the things that are said that are not said. Meanwhile, I don't know it, but you will know. You can look at your wife and know that without she saying it, that she's passing through her period. These are private matters. It's only men of intimacy that can know it. Are you getting the point? This matters is not what the wife will go about telling people. Is it not true? As a matter of fact, sometimes he won't even tell the husband. But the husband knows, as a result of the fact that you have stayed with that person long enough, that you can discern the mood, that your husband came back today, he did not sell anything. If I use him, you have intimacy with your father. Should I tell you why? If your father did not come back with money, you will know from the gate, you will know that there is no money today. Is it not true? Brothers and sisters, that is a level of intimacy. Those days when we are small, ask my sisters. My father, my dad has a bike. If the bike is standing at that junction, from here, even if there are 100 bikes, I will know my father's bike. That is a level of intimacy. You don't know what it means. In the cacophony of voices and sounds in the spirit, you can be God, even if there are 100 sounding. Because the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians, it said, there are many voices on the earth,
and none of them is without signification. There are thousands of voices, Sister Ijoma, but and all of them has what they are saying, trying to catch your attention. But there is only one coming from God. And if you have entered into intimacy long enough, even if God is with you, will still know. Even if God decides to stay like this, you will still know. The days are coming. I'm seeing it. It's dark. It's dark. But men that know the voice of God, they will shine bright. Because everywhere and anywhere the voice is, that's where God is, as he said. His resources is there. Light is there. Light. Where the voice is, light is there. What did I say? Where the voice is, what is there? Light. Shines bright. And anywhere you see light appear, no matter how thick the darkness is, light is constructed in such a way that it bullies and intimidates darkness. In fact, you will not know the power of light until there is darkness. So we are not afraid of the days coming. When you are educated on this matter, what you will be saying is, bring it on, Satan, bring it on. Hey! I came a more satire. They come brought up a hot time. There are things we heard that made us do what we are doing. And we'll continue doing it. We heard beyond measure. We heard beyond the sounds that is everywhere. We heard the things that is uncorrupted, undiluted. We heard the ones that the fountains is pure. And we are here and we survived to the end because we have held on to that voice. It has become our resource. It has become our hiding place. It has become our pillar. It has become what was guiding us. In the days when we look and we don't see anybody, we don't see any help. And even it seems as if generations are moving on one side, but the voice of God is going this side. I say, even if all your family is going one side and the voice is here, stay there. Because that is where preservation is. And in case you don't know, a season will come, you will become like the cedar of Lebanon. Do you know the implication? You will grow so large in spirit that your family will come under you for shelter. And if it is true that you did not heed God when you should, when they will cry out, and it was you that was meant to give them shade and succor, just like Joseph was sent to the land of Egypt, and when he was going there, many people didn't know why, but God showed him beforehand. He saw a vision. He said he saw 11 men. They were falling down before him. And because of that, even when they tied him and put him inside the well, he said, I know what God told me. I heard him clear. When they took him again and showed him to the Ishmaelites, he said, I know what God told me. I will not stop. They took him and showed him to Egypt. He said, I know what God told me. I will not stop. They took him and put him in prison. He said, I know. Do you know? What do you know? What you know will determine what you will survive. What you know will determine what you will survive.
Presence, we love.
There are three ladies that is hearing me. I don't know if all of you are here physically, on site or online. But God is telling me to tell you that the answer to that question you are asking is no. Actually, for your good. Part of the reason is that you want to have less than God ordained for you. Now, let's touch one more thing and then we go for today. Tomorrow we come again. I didn't even finish this. The voice of God comes to direct. And as they minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost reduce a little so that I will. And as they minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, what? What did he say? I'm not hearing you. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Whereunto I have what? So I'm. The voice of God comes to direct, comes to give us the capacity to make decisions. So, amongst those people there in this context, we don't know who it is. All we know is that men are brought to the quarry site. Say after me, quarry site. And then we throw them into the wheel of progress, the wheel of process. And things are happening. Things are happening. Things are happening. Guess what? Amongst them, we already have prophets. Amongst them, we already have teachers. But none of them is sent yet. Just like we are already seen amongst us. But none of them is sent yet. Huh? We continue. We continue. And then one day, there was a policy direction from heaven. They now said, what's the name of your campus? Ah. Something must happen there. Because I think that's the singular campus that is most represented here. Is it not true? We will strike that city. That woman that is sitting in that city must fall. If you are from their campus, raise your hand. Do you know the campus I'm saying? There are plenty here. And there are many more people that are not here. People like Okudele. If you are from Owerri, in general, any other campus. Are you not from there? You didn't raise your own hand. Huh. Fire will burn. So when they began to fast and pray and minister to the Lord, from the platform of intimacy, God now said, this is my choice. For the Gentiles, let's send Paul and who? So that is how it happens. When you minister to the Lord long enough, then he will give you, he will speak. His speaking is such that it will give you capacity to make decisions. It will direct you. Most times when people talk about direction, the only place they talk about it is maybe in marriage or in business. In my own opinion, if you have not trained yourself in many other places where, even if you come there, Satan can still carry you and go and do. Satan can carry you and do barbecue. I went somewhere. So people are, if there is another place safe, that another one is waiting for me. So somebody came and said, I'm brought fish barbecue. Jesus Christ. Savera, say after me, fish barbecue. Even if a lady speaks in tongues, she is still not immune to this. The more they speak in tongues, the more they like this thing. Are you with me? The way you are looking at me, it seems as if you like it too. Don't prolong your days in the wilderness. You better reduce your long throat. I've never seen a man that likes to eat well that fulfilled his destiny. I know you won't believe me. You don't need to be a believer. All you need to be is a man that wants to succeed in life. No, you will sleep less and eat less. The real successful people, 2 in the night, they are still awake. Yahoo boys, the real people that make billions in Yahoo, they know they sleep. They work 20 hours in a day. Sometimes 18 hours, use 3 hours, do nightclub. Come back. Continue. You feel like Nena will come and pray for 1-2 hours and then she will relax and say, hey, Jesus, thank you for helping me to pray 2 hours this night. The journey is far. Wake up. So they brought the barbecue. What they don't know is that myself, I don't like barbecue. I know you don't believe it. I don't even know the food I like sometimes. It's a mystery. Sometimes we will stay and we'll be thinking, what is it? What is it? What is it? So they promised me the thing somewhere. I told them beforehand. They said that there is a way they will do it. So I tried to test the thing. I took it and then tried to test it. The thing was doing me like this in my heart, doing me like this. I ran away. But if you are the one, you will eat and lick your fingers. I want you to succeed in the destiny that God has given you. Do you know the kind of shepherd I am? I know you don't believe it, but that, whether you believe it or not, is not, it doesn't bother me, because I'm not looking for the appraisal from you. If it is true, then I won't be that kind of man. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be such a shepherd that can lay down his life for the people that God gave me. Believe me, I can do it very easy. Not worth anything to me. Now you realize the reason why we have the kind of authority we have. It's not just that we fast and pray. It's the kind of desire and posture that we have sustained in our hearts. You can take anything from me, I'm not bothered. The greatest thing God took from me was ministry. I thought I would die. Since I didn't die, nothing else. You like, come and take. What do you want to take? Anything, come and take. In case some people can even see this revival hub and the way they're doing, and they're saying, "Hi, this work." Some people are even trying to be jealous. They don't know that my heart is not here. What God sent me to die for is you, not revival hub. So in case there is no revival hub, we go. We continue doing the thing. That's why God can speak and I will hear. because I have positioned my heart in such a way that if you do like this, if you do like this, if you do like this, we are flexible in our heart to pick him. I have suffered long enough. I don't want to miss him. I don't want to miss him. Sometimes we finally find him, Ochoma, but you know the problem. I don't want to tell you, so I don't want to break your heart. That thing you are thinking can take 5-10 years to find him again. Do you know between the last day, chapter 17, verse 1, when God spoke to Abraham the second time and the last time he spoke, how many years passed? Do you know how many years? Let me leave you, go and find out. How many? Huh? How many years passed? How many? No. How many? When was the last time he spoke before he now spoke in 17? How old was he? He was what? When he was 75. When did he now speak the second time? When he was what? How many years passed? Between 75 and 90, how many years? The man that is carrying the covenant that brought Jesus Christ, you don't know God. Brothers and sisters, you don't know God. You better hear this thing I'm telling you. Save your life from wahala. I'm not saying you are not going to fulfill your destiny. It's just that I went to missions conference and they were looking for people to send. And the man of God said, We need men to invade the campuses. This is the way the man runs like this. We need men to invade the campuses. And then an elderly man of 60 something years appeared and stood with young men like you people. The man said, "Hey, Oga, go back. Your time has passed. We are looking for your job is to do intercession. Oga, there is something as your time has passed. There is such a thing as that. And he doesn't even need to reach 50 years. I say, if you miss this season of your life, oh man, you will look for it with tears, you won't find it. Because it's not just a season, it's that there are certain structures that need to be in place to precipitate your destiny. And some of those structures are sovereignly orchestrated. Are you getting the point? So you cannot just come and manipulate them. Are you seeing that it's not given to you? God is the one that manipulated the structures in such a way that is like that. Is like that. Sometimes we think you are the one. I'm the one that came to Newe and I'm now saying, "Oga, you lied." I said there is a structure alone that can precipitate your destiny. Now you have seen that the journey is far, but you have been jumping from one program to another. And we pull the pictures and show me where people fall. I say, daddy, that's the way you come. Daddy, come and see what happened. I will say, "More grace, man of God." Many times he will go, small demons will slap him, headache will come, slap him, all kinds of things. They were joking with him. They touch his eye, touch his ears. He has not become strong in the spirit. He just tested small anointing. Meanwhile, are you with me? Where he is going, what he's touching is correct. Just that he has not developed the stature to carry his ministry, his calling, his ordination. And it takes a certain kind of structure to precipitate that kind of thing. I say, are you hearing me, miracle? If he's not here, there are certain things you can never do. Is he not true? Never! God sabi, he sabi. So he now brought you around this place. So that if you come, where is your sister? So that if you come and say, "I don't feel like praying today. Pray person rest. This one, my waist is paining me." And suddenly I will appear before you like this. Say, "Look at your face, you have not prayed today. is this how you want to run your destiny? Huh? You are going to Lagos and you put 2 liters on your car. Only God can save you. You are going to Lagos and it's 2 liters that is in your car. You'll be stranded on the way, certainly. Because even before you started, you plan to fail. Men that want to finish well, they will put a lot of oil in their vessel and even carry extra. Because the reason why certain were foolish was not because they were not virgins. It's because they did not take heed to the oil dimension. That there is such a thing as resources that powers the administration and fulfillment of the destiny of men. And all it takes for you to fulfill, there are things that is left to the sovereignty of God, and there are things that is left to our application. And the things that is left to your application cannot be taken care of by God. You have to apply yourself to the resources that it takes for you to administrate your destiny. So what God does is to show you what needs to be done and how you need to source the materials with which you can run it. Are you with me? Now the onus is on you to begin to fetch the material. The day you came to your destiny's manifestation, what it takes for you to deliver. Do you know your name? Your name is foolish. I know you don't like. I'm not the one that called you. I said, Jesus said you are foolish. I'm not the one. So the man that knows where he is going and has refused to pay the price it takes to get there is what? Let me hear your voice. Is what? A favor. I say you know where you are going, and you know, and you refuse to pay the price to download the resources that will power you there. No matter how much makeup you do, and the fine hair that you carry, and the grammar that you speak, Jesus said I should tell you that you are foolish. It's Jesus that Jesus sent me to you. He sent me to you, and I came with an announcement. That since you know where you are going and you have refused to get oil in your lamp, you have refused to add extra in your vessel, that you have planned to fail even before you have started. So when you are now in the middle, you are saying, God, why did you leave me behind? The people that started with me, look at. And you are already seeing yourself in the dream now, where people are trying you. People that started with you has gone far. Somehow you were left behind. Somehow you were working with me. Some of you are seeing me in your visions. And you were working with me. Suddenly I left you behind. And I now went far. You are running to catch up and you never caught up. I said there is no extra oil. That's why. Pray for 1 minute. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil. If you like, don't pray. You know. If you don't pray, your name is foolish. Give me oil in my lamp. Oil in my lamp, oil in my vessel, oil in my lamp, oil in my vessel, oil in my lamp, oil in my vessel. Totally equipped, having all it takes. Stop yet today. Tomorrow we continue. It's a journey.
We have not scratched the topic.
Tomorrow, if God allows us, we'll be starting from, there are 9 possible responses to the voice of God. 9. No, don't write it. Tomorrow we'll look into it. You are blessed. Thank you.